This is an Avily audio performance written, recorded, and edited by myself. Please be respectful of my creative work and do not download or distribute it without my permission. You're listening to part 2 of the Camp Leader series. Are you ready for kinky thrills?
Open the door. It's me. Open the fucking door, soldier. As your leader, I order you to...
Congratulations on finding the release button. The hell? Can you explain to me why you are dressed in full battle gear? You are not going out there tonight. No. I was perfectly clear about that earlier at the council. No fucking way! You are our only maintenance technician and we need you at base camp. Period. Bullshit. There's no one else who's even remotely able to handle your responsibilities. Yeah? Who? Give me a name. Oh, don't be ridiculous. Besides, your performance with firearms is mediocre at best. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You're a lousy shooter. You would manage to fire a bazooka from the wrong end. You... Whoa! Wait a minute! How did you get your hands on one of my guns? You got to be fucking kidding me! Are you trying to prove a point here? Don't bother. I've made my decision. You will stay back. Are you fucking mental to point that loaded gun at me? Seriously, you... What? I'm not going down on my knees now. Yes, I'm wearing the collar you've made me, but... Yes, wearing it still means you can dominate me anytime, but... Yes, goddammit. Of course I came here for a rough fucking. Agreed. Let's postpone that discussion about the battle. Okay. Okay. I'm going down on my knees. Yes, sir. I trust you. I'll open my mouth for you, sir. The gun? Seriously? Oh, this is so fucked up. This is so fucked up. And I'm fucked up getting turned on by this. Oh, you knew I would. Fuck. That was fierce. Now, you're going to put something else in my bratty mouth, huh? Oh. sir. I needed that. Please help me up. I'll rip off my tears. Thank you. Oh, my pain, you thrill, huh? I suppose you need me naked now. While you keep your battle dress on? Oh, I must admit, that certainly pushes my buttons. Yeah, my wrists, sir. Where will you? Since when do you have a hook in your ceiling? Oh, fuck. Like this, you can touch me everywhere you want. That smirk on your face. What? There's more? Is that a makeshift spreader bar? For my ankles? Fuck. Where do you even find the materials for this stuff? Let alone craft it without adequate tools. Bricolage, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, what do you think how I feel? Naked, tied to the ceiling, with my legs forced apart? Oh! Oh, yes, sir. I feel so helpless. Vulnerable. Utterly and completely at your mercy. And it's turning me on so much. It always has. That smirk again. You're not done yet? Ooh, what is this thing? Well, it looks like a sophisticated torture device customized for my body. Oh, fuck. Oh, but how? Where does it go? Yes, I want to find out. On my nipples? Oh. Oh. Oh god. That's intense. Fuck you. The other side. Oh! Oof. Oh! Fuck! And where does this third one go? My clit? Oh, fuck. You're first rate sadist. Put it up. Oh. Jesus. It hurts. It hurts so good. Fuck. Yes. Yes, I'm more than ready. Safe words? Okay, red for stop and yellow for check-in. Are you going to? Yes, sir. Pulling at it is very, very impactful. Holy fuck! Oh. Turn it down? How could I? When you start fingering my pussy and fuck and my oh god and my ass, oh verbal safe word. Shaking my head vigorously from side to side, but why can't I just say... Officer. Thank you. Oh, good to know I still look intact down there. Soothe it with your tongue. Yes, sir. I would like that. Oh, please be gentle. Yeah, like that, like, oh god, yes, fuck yes, yeah, yes, keep on fingering my ass, oh god, please don't untie me yet. Oh, I want you to use me however you need it now. I'm yours. I want to give you everything. Oh, I knew you would go for my ass. Can I ask for one thing, sir? Please. Don't go easy on me. I need it rough today. I need to feel you still at every step I take on the battlefield tonight. Please. Oh, Crafting all those tools out of thin air in a fucking apocalyptic wasteland. Oh, my arms went numb. I didn't even notice. I would have said something, but I didn't notice. Okay, yes, please. Guide me to that thing you call a bed. I'd lie down anywhere with you right now. What's this? You made an ointment for my sore skin? Wow, you... Is there a skill you don't have? Shooting. Well, I'm sorry I said that. You're actually an excellent shooter. Please, forgive me. Why did I say otherwise? Well, it's... I don't want you to fight because... Because I can't bear the thought of you getting injured or killed. I can't stand the thought of losing you. And I'm proud of my independence, you know that. It's not easy to admit, but I need you. There's not much left to make living worthwhile in this world. It is this, us, what we have. That keeps me alive. That keeps me going through any hardship. Because I have something so precious to look forward to. You feel the same about me? And you want me to stay back too? But I can't. I'm the leader. And... In all modesty, I'm one of the best fighters here, so there's absolutely no way I can stand away from a battle. But you can. It's a reasonable decision. We need you to take care of the wounded. And you are the only one who can reliably run the security system. You fucking built that thing. Everyone will accept that it makes sense for you to stay back. What? No. No. I'm not ordering you as your commander-in-chief. I plead you as your lover. Please, don't fight tonight. For me. Thank you. This won't be our last time, no. I will come back to you tomorrow. And no, let's not talk about war anymore. Just hold me, please. Hugs and kisses now, huh? We both need it, I think. You are incredible. And I'm so lucky I found you. And lured you into my camp. You lured me into quite a few things too. No regrets, soldier. Absolutely no regrets.
Mm.